I'm going to say it fairly succinctly, and this could easily be expanded into a whole discussion, but I think that the human rights issue is one which we don't handle very well. It's become a shorthand way for people, certainly in Western Europe. I think the elite in the United States and Canada and Australia and other Western countries see human rights as the touchstone against which a country or a society's behaviour is measured, and we keep coming out badly. And I don't know why we're so passive about presenting our own case on rights, on human rights. And the best lens that I can present this is entirely anecdotal, based on my four daughters. First of my daughters was murdered in the name of sheer hatred by a terrorist in the service of Hamas. And to say that her rights were infringed because her life was taken is obvious. But you don't hear anyone on the side of the Arabs or some circles on the left understanding that this is a situation that the rights of people who are under terrorist attack are being infringed to an extent that is almost unthinkable. It's at the maximum. Okay, that's my first daughter. My second daughter is learning dental science, dentistry at Tel Aviv University. Tel Aviv University is quite far from the centres of Palestinian Arab population. But if I asked you what percentage of the students at Tel Aviv Dental School are Arabs, would you like to throw out a number? Keep in mind that the Arabs are roughly on the order of 10% of the Israeli population.
Well, that was what I was going to say, 10.
Right. So of the intake this year, there are 40 students, of whom 30 are Muslim or Christian Arabs. 30 out of 40. I don't say that you can build a case out of that. I don't say that this is going to change the world. I do say that for a society bent on the genocide of the Palestinian Arabs, which is what we're accused of constantly, it's a very strange way to behave. My daughter-in-law, who lives in Jerusalem, goes to pharmacy school at the Hebrew University. As any Israeli knows, the pharmaceutical profession is grossly overrepresented. The Palestinian Arabs are grossly overrepresented. I mean grossly in the numeric sense. In the ranks of pharmacists. Again, I'm not trying to say that there is any particular lesson to be learned from it, but hold that against the allegations that are made that we're trying to carry out genocide or suppress their rights or prevent them from succeeding. If we're doing those things, we're doing them very, very ineffectively. If I take the case of my youngest daughter, who unfortunately has been in hospital for much of her 15 years, I can tell you that, first of all, the ward, the pediatric ward in each of the hospitals where she's been, and therefore the hospitals where we've been, my wife and I, have had sometimes a majority of Arab patients. And if you take visitors and friends, then there's a very strong Palestinian Arab or Israeli Arab presence in every hospital that I've been to in this country, certainly in the pediatric wards. But if you look at the number of Arab nurses, Arab doctors, they're everywhere. There's nothing wrong with it. The only people who make observations about this are people who are unfamiliar with the way Israeli society works. Again, I don't say that you change the world by having Arab patients or Arab nurses or Arab doctors. I do say that if we're really out to repress them and to limit their opportunities in life, we're doing it in a very strange way. I don't think there's much understanding outside of Israel of just how welcoming, how supporting, how encouraging Israeli society is for individual Palestinian Arabs or Israeli Arabs who want to get ahead professionally or get the best medical care they can. It goes without saying, at least it goes without saying in Israeli circles. Somehow it needs to be said again and again when we're outside of Israel.